And folks, Father Columba here. I want to talk to you today about something that I probably should have talked about a long time ago. I don't think I've done a video on this before. Discerning your vocation. I'm a vocation director at the moment, anyway, for the friars in Europe, Africa, Asia, Oceania. And I like to include Antarctica as well, but it's a bit of a vocation slump in Antarctica right now. There's three different areas that I focus on in terms of, is God calling me? Is God calling you to something specific? He is calling you to something specific. The three things are your call, your desire, and your capacity. The call is God calling you in prayer. I just feel this, the Lord calling me to this particular thing. Okay, that's the call. It's God from outside speaking to your heart. Then you have the desire. Or not. Do I really desire this? Now, lots of people, when I say this to them, it's like, tell me what you want, your vocation. What would be the dream? What would you, oh my gosh, I would love that. Tell me what that is. God cares about your heart and he will speak through your desires, not just through his voice calling you. Lots of people reject this and it's really hard work. Well, what do you want? I'm like, well, I just want what God wants. Yeah, okay, great. That's fantastic. You're mad holy. Now tell me what you want. Sorry, that sounded a little edgy, didn't it? What is it that you want? Jesus said this over and over. Remember the blind guy? They brought a blind guy to him. He would bring him up in front of him. And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Are you serious, Jesus? Hello. And the guy said, I want to see. Why did Jesus ask him? Because he really cared. He wanted to answer what the guy's desire was. Tell me what it is you want. So, so important. He has such a reverence for our hearts. So what is it you desire? If you feel, oh, I really feel God's calling me to be a nun, but oh my gosh, I would totally not want to be a nun. I totally want to get married and be a mammy. But I feel like God's calling me to be a nun. Okay, stop. What you desire is really important. Really, really important. If I was talking to someone who was having that experience that I just described, I would challenge them to really just look at the fears. Well, what is it that makes me think God is calling me to be a nun? I'm speaking about this imaginary woman, not me.
I feel called to be a nun.
There feels like a lot of pressure there. Do you feel God sort of like guilt-tripping? If you really loved me, you'd become a nun. But oh, I guess you're just going to become a mammy. Is that what that is? Oh, so selfish. Is there something of that to the tone of how we're imagining God speak to us? Oh, if I was really good, I'd, you know, give it all up. No, what God wants to do is what is his will. His will is not for everyone to become a nun or become a priest or a brother. That's not God's will. Never has been. But it is his will at some people. And it will be for your perfect joy. Okay, not your, For a religious vocation or a priestly vocation, most communities put the cutoff at 35 years old. You might think that's terribly arbitrary. That's just been the accumulated wisdom. Now, some dioceses and some religious orders will go older than that. Maybe some go younger than that, I'm not sure. But the reason for that is after that age, it's just so hard to change and to adapt to a new way of life. That's all. You can get exceptions, but for somebody to come in at 40 into a religious order, where you have to live a life of like obedience and you have to hand over your will and your money and you're sent wherever you're sent and you have to do what your boss tells you to do. If you've been living on your own and making your own money and doing your own thing, even the holiest person, that is hard. And it typically doesn't work after 35, apparently. So we need to get on with it. We need to get on with this job of discernment. And it's true too with marriage. Like it gets harder, you know, if you've been living on your own and then to adapt to living with somebody else. And again, surrendering your will, giving up your preferences so that you can say, no, I want your preferences. I want to put you first, and their job then to put you first. So you have this mutual loving of each other. That doesn't come easy if you don't have practice, and it gets harder as you get older, unless you're doing it. So you want to get on with it. So you sit yourself down. You have to be praying. Lads, if you're not praying, forget it. Like, turn the video off right now and whatever. Watch another video about praying. Get your prayer thing down. You need to be doing at least 20 to 30 minutes prayer with the heart every day. You also, if you're seriously doing this, you need a vocation director. So here's my phone number. A spiritual director. You need a spiritual director, especially if it's religious life or priesthood that you're discerning. I won't even let guys come on a come and see visit if they don't have that down. We need to be working on our virtue and whatever else, you know, trying, doing our very best to grow in our chastity. That's another big, big thing, because the opposite is a massive obstacle to clearly hearing from the Lord. So then when we sit down, we do our prayer stuff. We want to turn first of all to one of the options. So let's say it's priesthood versus marriage. just for the laugh. So you sit down, you go, okay, priesthood, and you think about it, and you might like do a pros and a cons, and you just, as you think about it, you want to be paying attention to the movements of your heart. Again, this is all St. Ignatius language. How is my heart responding? Is it happy? Does it fill me with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, the fruit of the Spirit? Do I get inspirations? Do I cry? Good tears. Am I moved by this? Am I excited by this? Or does it make me want to run away screaming? That might be fear, but it also might be something else. It's like, no, I have, like, all things are good in my heart. I'm not in desolation, but I just don't feel an attraction to this. Okay, write that down. I don't ever feel a sense of God calling me to this. Okay, write that down. So do it for a bit for one of them. Let's say priesthood. See what's the pros and cons. Imagine yourself living it. How do you feel? You can check how you feel after the prayer time, but just go through the thing of meditating, basically, about living this vocation. And then do the other one. Do the other one. See how the heart responds. And just note them down. And what you want to do is you do this every day. Now, you don't have to spend your whole time doing this, but you want to spend a good amount of time, you know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. I just totally made that up. I have no idea how long you should spend doing this, because everyone's different. And you want to track it over time, and you want to track it with your spiritual director. Say, okay, this week or this month, praying about it, and I look back then over my list after each prayer time, and it is consistent. It's super consistent. And every now and again, you'll get like an off day, or you'll be in desolation or confusion or whatever, and it won't be the same. You won't get the same read. But in general, you know, it's going to be going in one particular direction. It's like, yeah. Yeah, when I'm really honest, when I'm in that place of prayer and the fears subside, I actually really do want marriage. That's the overwhelming desire of my heart. And I feel a sense of God calling me there. That might be what's going on. But you want to do it gently, peacefully over time, getting a lot of consistent sense of God's consolation in response to what it is here. And again, God's not going to play games with you guys. It's not rocket science. It's not going to take forever, but you got to do the work. And sometimes we don't want to do the work because we don't want to figure out what it is we got to do, because then we got to do it. And then that closes off all of the options, doesn't it? And that's scary, isn't it? Yeah, that's really scary. Then I got to jump off the cliff. What if I'm wrong? What if God is good? What if you're right? And if God has been consistently telling you in your prayer, in your heart, what you desire has been coming up in prayer over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and then random grannies come up to you in the grocery line and say, you would make a great priest. That's not nothing. And God will confirm it and confirm it and confirm it. And you kind of have to do a lot of work to resist it, guys. You know this. And it could be for marriage or religious life, as I said. So stop resisting it, stop fighting it, and go with it. Now, I did say that it's not just the call and the desire, it's also the capacity. This is the third way God speaks to us, brothers and sisters. We have to be able to live this life, whatever it is you're called to. You must be able to live this life. So do I have the emotional capacity? Do I have the mental health to live whatever it is I'm discerning? For some people, the answer to that is no, unfortunately. And no matter what sense of a call I have or what sense of a desire I have to get yes in all three areas. Yeah. Now, a lot of that stuff, the capacity stuff, is stuff you can work on. Again, the healing of the heart, the getting on with your life, getting on with education and getting a job. When people come to me, guys come to me, and they're not working, and they have some emotional issues, and they've never gone to counseling for it. They're not trying to do anything to work on it. They don't seem to have much sense of consciousness, self-awareness, not too much sense of their heart and their emotions. They don't have too many good friends. It's a lot of work to be done there before you even start to discern. But there's loads of questions there around capacity, because God builds on nature. Grace builds on nature. Grace perfects nature. But we have to work on the nature bit. We're given this gift of our humanity, this gift of our time, this gift of our capacities. Well, get on and use them. Get out volunteering. Live the Christian life. I'm always looking like, is this person a disciple? What's their discipleship like? And this goes for marriage too. Because if you're not a good disciple of Jesus, what kind of a disciple will you be in a marriage? I'm like, well, I'm hoping my wife might pull me along, you know, and get me to Mass. Good luck, lad. Good luck. Get on with it. So snarky today. If you're going to give yourself to a bride, whether that's the church, Christ, or your future spouse, you need freedom to give yourself. If you do not have freedom, if you're locked in addiction or forms of selfishness, that's going to be an obstacle to you freely giving yourself to God and to others, to your spouse. So work on that stuff now. no matter what age you are, it's a good thing to work on those things. I need to work on those things daily because I am not perfectly free, but we do need a sufficient freedom if we're going to enter into our vocation. And God will help you. Be at peace. God will help you. But people will help you too. So don't neglect yourself and neglect giving yourself the help and reaching out for the help that really can help you. There you go. I hope that's helpful. Much long awaited. And I hope this is helpful because it's probably one of the more requested. When I talk to people one-on-one, it's the more requested video. So there you go, lads and lassies. God bless you. Bye-bye.